Yeah, my name's Phil Stead and I write the football blog.
And you've won 3 awards tonight, haven't you, Phil?
Yeah, that's come as a big surprise. I was happy enough with winning, you know, a sports blog. I wasn't expecting that. People's choice, of course, people are voting, and luckily I write about a very popular sport, and I think the people who voted for me were really voting for Welsh football, maybe as a reaction to the success of the rugby recently. You know, they like to see the game promoted on equal footing. But then the crowning glory, if you like, was the best blog overall, which I sort of can't believe, really, you know, the standard's so high and there's so many other good blogs. And the great thing that the lady who presented it said that she didn't even like football. And that's what I'm trying to achieve, really. If I can write and be interesting to people who don't even like football, that for me is what it's all about. Yeah.
And so how did you start off blogging? Do you have a background in writing?
Yeah, I was writing fanzines, for football fanzines, from about 1991. And then when the internet came out in 1996, it was a great way of us publishing our words without having to pay a publisher. And so even though I didn't like computers at the time, the internet came along, and that meant that we could write our nonsense online, and then it really developed from there.
And you said in your speech when you collected one of the awards that blogging is really like a community, and is that something you believe strongly?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of us disenfranchised by the mainstream media. You know, if I can take it back to my sport, our local newspapers are full of Liverpool and Manchester United and Chelsea and Barcelona. Well, that's not what it's about for me. Football is a reason to have a community. You know, rugby is a reason to have a community. Sport is all about community. And I think what we do with our blogs, you know, the cooking blogs, the skateboarding blogs, we all reach out and appeal to our own communities. And I think people like blogs because they appeal to their own interests. And that's what I try to do, is write about what I care about. And it seems like other people appreciate that, and that's great.
And if there's somebody out there that thinks they might like to start a blog, what would your advice be to them?
Well, if you want to start a blog, you have to write about your passion. Everybody has got something to give about this subject. You have a different angle on it, but choose your subject. If you're not passionate about your subject, if it isn't the be-all and end-all for you, then you're going to have a trouble not just starting a blog, but keeping going. And, you know, that's maybe the most difficult thing, is week after week after week for years and years, is finding something different to write about. And in a way, you have to be... you need to write about something. If you don't write about it, you'll burst, you know. That's the way you have to feel about your blog.
Great. Well, Phil, thanks for speaking to us, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks.